New Testament Stories. Wicked Men Kill Stephen. Many Pharisees thought that miracles would stop when Jesus died. But because the apostles did miracles like Jesus had, many people believed in him and joined the church. Acts chapter 4, verses 1 through 4, and verses 13 through 17, and Acts chapter 5, verse 14. Afraid of the apostles, the leaders of the Jews put Peter and John in prison. King Herod Agrippa had the apostle James killed. Acts chapter 4, verse 3, and chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. The apostles called other men to help lead the church. One of these men was a righteous man named Stephen. He was filled with the Holy Ghost and did many miracles. He taught the gospel to many people. Acts chapter 6, verses 3 through 10. Stephen told the leaders of the Jews that they were wicked. He said they had killed Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Acts chapter 7, verses 51 and 52. Stephen looked up into heaven and saw Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ. Acts chapter 7, verses 55 and 56. Angry, the people took Stephen out of the city to kill him. They laid their coats by a young Pharisee named Saul, who was later called Paul, then threw stones at Stephen. As Stephen was dying, he asked the Savior to take his spirit to heaven. Then he died. Acts chapter 7, verses 57 through 60. Paul learns about Jesus. Paul had watched the people kill Stephen. One day, Paul was going to the city of Damascus with some friends to put more disciples into prison. Acts chapter 7, verse 58, and chapter 9, verses 1 and 2. Suddenly, a bright light came down from heaven and surrounded him. He fell to the ground. Then he heard the voice of Jesus from heaven, asking him why he was trying to hurt the saints. Paul was afraid. When he asked Jesus what to do, the Savior said to go to the city, where he would be told what he needed to know. Acts chapter 9, verses 3 through 6. Paul got up and opened his eyes, but he could not see. He was blind. His friends took him into Damascus. Acts chapter 9, verses 8 and 9. A disciple named Ananias lived in Damascus. In a vision, Jesus told Ananias to go to Paul. Acts chapter 9, verses 10 and 11. Ananias had the priesthood. He put his hands on Paul's head and gave Paul back his sight. Then Ananias baptized Paul and gave him the gift of the Holy Ghost. Acts chapter 9, verses 17 and 18. Paul became a missionary for the church. He wrote many letters. He went to many lands and taught the gospel. And when some of the other apostles were killed, Paul was also ordained an apostle. Acts chapter 26, verses 16 through 23, and Romans chapter 1, verse 1. End of New Testament Stories. A Teacher Cared.